Nature Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, and there is one line if you want to jump on real quick at 866-444-3478. Just a couple of quick things before we go back to the phones and catch up there. We are getting into the period of time to plant the fall garden, so start thinking about that, the cool season stuff. You know, get your seed lined up, dealing with your garden center or your mail order place or whatever. Then consider things like Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, all the cool season things. We're getting into moving into that window for a lot of you. Out there, we've got plenty of information on dirtdoctor.com for all of those kinds of things. Most of that can be planted from seed or transplants. Either one, the fall garden is really a lot of fun, in a lot of cases, a lot of times more productive than the spring and summer garden. Flowers, a lot of flowers can be planted to go right into the fall and be very productive for you. Things, a lot of people are still planting pentas, and that's fine. Zinnias, marigolds, and things like that can go in now and give you some really beautiful fall color. So get those things going. A lot of people have been asking me, in fact, last night at a surprise birthday party for one of my golf buddies, people were asking me when's a good time to plant certain things, grass and trees. On the turf, on solid sod, you can plant anytime. The organic program really gives you a lot of flexibility, and there's just a lot of bad advice out there. Some people will tell you to stop planting in September. We basically plant solid sod in the south year-round, but right now is a very good time to plant because you've got plenty of growing, even though it's hot. We've cooled off a little bit, which is nice, but it's okay to plant solid sod or seed of grasses you can plant by seed, like Bermuda, when it's really, really hot, because you can get them established, get those roots down and going before you get to the fall, and they'll just do better that way. You can plant in the fall also, but you're going to be better off. Go ahead and plant now, and then take them right into the fall and winter. But basically, we can fertilize any month of the year. We have specific times we recommend it as ideal, early, really early spring, early summer and fall. But if you have to, if you haven't fertilized yet with organic fertilizer, you can literally do it any month of the year. And pre-emergence, we don't really recommend them. The fall with corn gluten meal is a little bit iffy. You know, you normally do that in September, so we're not there yet. But where it really does work is if you're preparing new beds, new landscaping, new vegetable garden, new herb garden, whatever it is, and you have created bare soil, and you plant transplants, you can put down the corn gluten meal at the time of the transplants. Also, you know, bulbs, when you get into planting onions, for example, if you're planting the onion sets, you can put down the corn gluten meal when you plant, keep the weeds down to almost nothing, and fertilize the transplants or the bulbs to come on strong for you. It's a great technique when you have that bare soil. Put down the corn gluten meal around the plants, and then put down mulch over the top of that, and your weed problem will be almost zero. Got a few other things, but we'll get back to them because we got to catch up on the phones. Now, Philip has been holding the longest in St. Joe. Hello, Philip.
Good morning.
How you doing?
How are you?
Caught you by surprise. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Tell me, is making biochar worth the effort?
Making biochar probably is worth the effort. I haven't done it. I've bought it, and I've used samples people have given me. I think it's a wonderful tool. It's a great carbon source, but it's also a really good way to stimulate biological activity. And, you know, it's been used since the beginning of time. So, yeah, I think it's worth looking into. It's not really easily available to purchase yet, so making it. And there's some good websites about it, Philip, on how to do it at home, to have that high temperature so you burn the wood up and turn it into that charcoal instead of just ash. And, you know, the techniques on doing that. And then, you know, crushing it and putting it in the soil just like you would with any humate or carbon material, along with rock minerals and organic fertilizers and, you know, lava sand and green sand and all the things that we recommend. I don't think it really replaces anything. It's just a really good carbon source to help be part of your compost, part of your soil amendments.
Oh, it doesn't take the place of lava sand, right?
I don't think it would do exactly the same thing. You might get some paramagnetic value out of it because of the burning part of it, but I think the rock mineral value from the lava sand, the paramagnetism there, and the water holding capacity and everything, the long, even longer lasting property of it makes it just as important as the biochar. If you had to do one or the other, if you had really good quality biochar, that might be the best single thing to use, but the even better would be to use them both.
Well, on the biochar, you cut it like 10 to 1 or 20 to 1 or something like that?
I'd put it out just like putting out compost. I'd put out a layer of it, and you know, if you could, depending on the budget, I'd cover the soil black with it and till it into the soil. More the better. You know, you're not going to be able to overuse it and cause any problems. It's just an economic question.
Well, I have plenty of shredded trees.
That's perfect material. Get the website up and get you some kind of stove oven going and start burning that stuff and creating biochar, and let me know how it works for you.
Okay. Hi, I appreciate it, sir.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, okay. Philip. Let's go next to, where am I going? Laura in Waxahachie. Hello, Laura.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm good. We were going to put down beneficial nematodes, and we had some flea problems, and I was reading the container and just a little bit confused on how to put them out with or apply with a hose and sprayer.
Well, it's one of the few uses for a hose and sprayer that I recommend, and it's a bit tricky, too. Tell me what kind of product you have. What nematodes did you get?
It is Good Natured Knockout Live Beneficial Nematodes.
Okay,
we got here locally.
It's a dry product, right?
Yes.
What I would do with the hose end sprayer is, I'm not sure what the instructions, you probably have already read it, say on the container, but to get it to go through a fertilizer spreader, I'd put it in a bucket and soak it, really swish it around, stir it, and then filter the solids out. You see what I mean? Use a cheesecloth or use some kind of filter to filter out the largest portion. I'd put that you filter out in another container of water and let it soak, because you'll still get some nematodes probably still coming out of that. And then use your filtered nematode water in the hose end sprayer and just put it in there full strength of whatever, you know, size bucket you put it in. Depends on how large the container was, but I normally would fill a 5-gallon bucket halfway full is what I would do in this scenario. How large is the little container of nematodes? Is it like 3 or 4 ounces?
It looks to be, it says it will cover an eighth to a fourth of an acre.
Okay, about a cup size, is that what it is?
Yeah, probably a little bit bigger than a cup.
Okay, I'd do about half of a 5-gallon bucket of water. Like I said, filter it out, use that, you know, put it in there in the hose and sprayer a little at a time. What I do is I just splash it out a lot of times with a with a big old watering can, but it really gives you the ability to cover a larger area faster if you use the hose end sprayer. Make sure you shake the hose end sprayer as you're going so it keeps sucking the nematodes out, and you can tell whether it's, you know, getting it out or not. You don't have to have absolutely perfect distribution. That's why I say it's okay to use the hose end sprayer for nematodes.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good luck.
Well, thank you very much.
Get to work.
Okay, we will.
See you later.
Have a good day.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back after this. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll catch up when I can when we get back. Thanks. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's go to the phones. Jane's turn
in good morning,
Garland.
Howard.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, it's a beautiful day in Garland.
That's good.
I have a beautiful lacy oak, and all of a sudden, some of the leaves have become mottled with gray spots, and about halfway down the trunk is a spot that's oozing a white bubbly substance, and I was Googling it, and I'm thinking it might be white flux.
Well, slime flux is something that it could be. It's a sign of stress, but it's not really anything to be worried about a whole lot. Does it have an odor to it, a funny smell?
I couldn't smell anything. I wiped it away, and the spot is about the size of a pinhead that was oozing and bubbling out. That's very tiny.
Well, it could be a borer in there. If it's a borer, it'd be a little bit more of an indication that the tree's really in stress. Sometimes the slime flux is just... it's almost like American elm sometimes, you know, they'll be bleeding a little bit. It's just something that they do that's not necessarily related to any serious problem. But what I'd tell you about lacy oak, I've got one in the front yard of our office, and it's been in stress a little bit. And the reason I know is it has galls on it. It has more galls. They're deforming galls. I need to put them on our gall. You know, we just did a gall newsletter, and I need to put these on the entry because they're a little bit different than any of the others. And even though they're not going to kill the tree, they're not seriously injuring the tree or anything, when you have quite a few of them on there, it's an indication of stress. So the lacy oak may this year be feeling like, well, I didn't like all the heavy rain in the spring, and now I didn't like all this really, really hot weather. And that may be just a manifestation of that that's going to be temporary and go away.
Okay.
The thing to do if you want to be proactive is the sick tree treatment.
Okay.
Or some version of it. Do you have the flare dramatically exposed?
It is exposed. I could probably work on it a little bit to create a little more flare above ground. And I do need to put some soil amendments out there. I haven't done that in a while. All I've used is poultry manure, composted poultry manure.
Yeah, let's do all that, especially get some lava sand out and some green sand. Get the flare. It doesn't sound like you've got it dramatically exposed as much as it would really like. So do that right away. This is a good time to do it. Doesn't hurt it to do it right in the middle of the summer. And I think you'll see. Keep an eye on that spot. It could be, you know, some borers trying to get started. But if it is borers, the borers are absolutely a direct result of it not being happy about something.
Okay.
And so the solution to that is the sick tree treatment.
Okay. All right. That's what I'll do. Thank you.
Good tree. It's a good plant, that lacy oak. It's one that those of you in the South haven't looked at, take a look. Beautiful small foliage that comes out, has an interesting color in the spring, kind of a pinky coral color, fuzzy new growth. And the fall color tends to be kind of a nice orange color that you don't get from other trees. And it's not a huge growing oak like a bur oak or red oak. It's more of a moderate size tree, so it's really good for residential property. It's lacy oak, L-A-C-E-Y, and there's plenty of information in my tree book about it, of course, but also on dirtdoctor.com. Let's go see what Peggy's up to in Dallas. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Howard. How are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. I have an oak leaf hydrangea that I love that's many, many years old.
Okay.
And in the last few years, it's kind of gotten more and more pitiful. I see oak leaves around. I'm in Oakland in Dallas. Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And I see other ones that are great that have leaves, you know, the size of your spread hand.
Right.
And mine, over the last few years, the leaves have gotten smaller and smaller, and the blooms have gotten smaller.
Really?
And it'll look great, and then one limb will wilt, and within like a day, totally die off.
That's very strange for that plant. Some of the oak lawn areas have sandy soil. Do you happen to have that?
No, black.
You got the black clay?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you prepare the beds and plant the plant originally?
Yes, but it was so long ago.
They've been there a long time.
Yeah, and it's at the base of a boat arc.
Okay. What I'd recommend is a similar thing to what we do for trees, a version of the sick tree treatment. Rough up the soil with in this case, I'd use a turning fork. Do you have one?
No, just like a small pitchfork.
It looks like a strong tined pitchfork, exactly.
Okay.
You ought to invest in one. Use that to stab holes and kind of tear the root area. The soil, and while you've torn it and have it roughed up and some holes open, you add compost, lava sand, green sand. Green sand might do more good for you for the oak leaf hydrangea than anything.
Okay.
And but I'd do it all. I'd put, you know, it's probably not a huge area, so I'd treat the whole root zone and go out well beyond the drip line of the plants.
Okay.
And then the final, whether it goes into the grass or stays in the bed, doesn't make any difference. And then the final step is to spray the foliage and the stems and the bed, the root zone and everything with the Garrett juice. And if you use the one that has the mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria in it, that'd be even better.
And who makes the one that's got that?
It's a Maestro Grow product, and it's also under another brand name as well. And I'm drawing a blank on it. I'll come back and tell you what that is in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right. Get to work.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty. The birds and Howard both back. 866-444-3478 when you hear somebody hang up. One quick thing that I've meant to work in a long time ago was doing a little experiment that you might be interested in at home. I was talking to Bob about this on his show. I have a stone walkway in my backyard. If you've seen any of the videos about the garden back there, you've seen it. And it's stone on sand, so there's cracks, some bigger than others. Big stones, but cracks between the stepping stones. And I've had dichondra naturally get started in some of those joints. I've had problems with some of the maintenance people not realizing that I wanted it and knocking it out with a weed eater over a period of time. But it's in about a third of the walkway area I've got the dichondra going. Well, I finally dawned on me that you can buy dichondra seed. Those of you in California know that. It's used for in lieu of lawn grasses in a lot of cases. But I thought I would see how easy it would be to get more of it established with seed. Bought some seed, put it out. It came in with a blue coloring on it, and I was a little concerned about that. Checked with it, found out that the different colors that are on seed don't necessarily always mean the same thing, which surprised me a little bit. The pink color that you find on a lot of, unfortunately, food crop seed is usually fungicide. Other cases, there's other colors that indicate commonly that it's insecticide or some way to just hold moisture on the seed, which was the case with the seed of dichondra that I bought. The blue coloring is just a coating to help hold moisture around the seed as they're germinating. But anyway, I put this dichondra seed in a lot of the areas where it wasn't naturally growing, and I had germination in like 3 days, really fast germination, and it's growing and starting to establish even in this incredibly hot weather. I'm taking pictures. I'll keep you posted on it, but it might be something that you want to do. I'm also going to run an experiment using the dichondra planted from seed in some larger areas in the shade as a ground cover and see how well it holds up for us. It appears, since it's doing it in my garden, to be able to grow in sun or shade. But you can go to our website, DirtDoctor.com, and go to the library and go to dichondra. It's D-I-C-H-O-N-D-R-A, dichondra. And you can see a picture of the naturalized dichondra growing in the joints of the walkway at my place. And we're expanding that into an experimental deal that I'll keep you posted on. Here's Jim in Georgetown, Delaware, next up. Hi, Jim.
Two problems. Number one, stink bugs that are in my lima beans. And, of course, as you know, when they sting that pod, it leaves the mark on the bean.
Right. If you haven't tried it yet, Jim, I'd recommend the first step for you, and this might work better in your next crop as a preventative, but use garlic pepper tea. I'd still try it now, but it's best used probably is as a preventative of the stink bugs.
Well, no, say that again. Garlic.
Garlic pepper tea. It's a natural pest repellent that you make yourself. There used to be a commercial version of it, but the feds gave them a hard time about the label, and I don't think it's on the market anymore. So you just use my formula that's on DirtDoctor.com. It's basically taking two bulbs of garlic and two hot peppers, hotter the better, habanero or, you know, whatever you can get.
Right.
Throw them in a blender, fill the blender about half full of water and blend it, then strain out all of the solid stuff and keep it. It's good for the compost pile and to just put around the bases of plants, actually. But the filtered liquid that you get out of those four vegetables or herbs, whichever one you want to call them, you add enough water to turn that into a gallon. I've got a video on YouTube about making it, by the way, and it's in the members area, or maybe out of the members area now of DirtDoctor.com. But anyway, you add enough water to it to make it a gallon. That forms your concentrate, and then you use about a fourth of a cup or a half, up to a half a cup of the concentrate that you've made in your blender per gallon of water in the sprayer, and spray it on the plants, and it is a beautiful, non-toxic repellent for a lot of pests, and it works pretty well on stink bugs.
Well, now, that keeps them off, but that's not going to, if they're on there, it's not going to kill them, correct?
It'll run them off pretty well. Like I said, it functions better as a repellent before they become a problem
right.
than after they're there. The other thing you can do, and this kind of goes to the other end of the spectrum, there's an organic product. The brand, the active ingredient is spinosad.
Oh, good grief.
Spinosad is S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad. Some people call it spinosad.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be various brand names. There's one called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Spray, believe it or not, and it's active ingredient. If you look at the ingredients on the label, is spinosad. But there are others out there, too. You can get a mail order. Some of your local garden centers will probably have them, and they work. The spinosad works well on existing stink bugs.
Well, no, is that same product you would use like on the squash bug?
Squash bug, you can do the same thing. It's a little bit more effective on squash bugs. Put beneficial nematodes in the soil when you plant, and then just really keep a close eye out on the back of the leaves as the foliage grows. And the stink bug, I mean the squash bug eggs are big. They're about half the size of a BB and about the same color, a bronzy color. And you just crush them with your finger when you see them, and that pretty much ends the problem with the stink bugs. And if you look at the library on dirtdoctors.com on stink bugs and squash vine borers and all that, we've got other techniques listed in the controls that you can try if those things don't work perfectly for you.
The stink bugs are a problem, but the squash bugs are even worse because when they hatch out, seems to me, about 100.
Yep. Well, try the garlic pepper tea, beneficial nematodes in the soil, spinosad if you have to, and then look at the other techniques that we've got in there on the site.
All right.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
All right.
And that company that I couldn't think of the name of, just went blank, that makes the other form of basically the same formula of Garrett Juice Pro that contains the beneficial microbes, both mycorrhizal fungus and bacteria, is Good Natured. Good Natured is the name of the product line. And next up would be... Jane in Illinois someplace. Where are you in Illinois, Jane?
Salmonok, Illinois.
Well, thanks for calling.
You bet. I am calling about the vinegar for weed control in the gardens.
Okay.
And it works like a charm. Boy, is it wonderful.
Well, good.
And my problem, I use it 10% solution.
That's what
I
used to.
My problem is that I'm somewhat disabled, and so I have to use an electric motorized sprayer, and I'm mounted on the back of a golf cart. This is the way I do any gardening I can.
Okay.
Now my problem is I've ordered two of them, and one of them's gone fail in about 5 weeks. And I called them up, and they said, no, can't use vinegar on the seals. So I called, I ordered another one that claimed they were ready for, just quote, strong, end quote, chemicals. When I got it here, it said, no, don't use the acid. So I've been calling various manufacturers to see what they could have. Now I found acid sprayers that are manual, but I can't operate the manual.
Okay, yeah, I see.
So I thought maybe you or some of your listeners might know of an electric pump sprayer that could help me out.
I don't offhand, and I've actually had some problems with that myself when I haven't cleaned my sprayer as thoroughly as I should. The key, Jane, is to just really clean it well and run something through it that will neutralize the acidity. The product called BioWash, which is a fancy soap, would work extremely well for that use. You could use any kind of liquid soap that you have around the house, though, to run through it right after you spray, and you can eliminate the destruction of the rubber parts of the sprayer from the acid. If anybody has one, I can't tell you offhand. Maybe some listener will give us a tip on somebody that has a sprayer that has gaskets and all that are immune to the acid treatment. But what I normally tell people is just you've got to clean the sprayer out very thoroughly and run some kind of soap through it after spraying, or you're going to have the problem.
Well, like I said, I'm somewhat disabled, so I can't always do that. And it's my only touch with gardening, so because I have to have everything else done by an assistant. But
well, maybe somebody, maybe somebody will call us and give us a tip
maybe
on
yeah,
a product that's out there. But if you know, running the soap through there is not going to be any more trouble than running the vinegar through in the first place. You just use one more step, and just
okay. We'll give that a try. You say BioWash.
BioWash is the one that probably would work the best for you, but in the meantime, just use any liquid soap liquid soap and water that you have around the house.
Got it.
Okay.
Very nice.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye now.
Yeah, vinegar is a good tool, but that is the one drawback is that if you don't clean that sprayer out, it will mess up the gaskets and things like that long term. If you clean it out really thoroughly, though, that eliminates that issue. Planting trees, a question, and that's the only thing I haven't worked in yet. Planting trees at this time of the year, no problem at all. Well, people often will ask me, what's the ideal time of the year to plant trees? And the answer to that is the fall. But you got to remember that if you want to plant a tree and the nursery has it in stock and it's in that container sitting in the nursery, it's in more stress there than it's going to be in your ground planted properly using the organic techniques. I'll run through those techniques real quick for you before we go back to the phones when I come back from this break. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is free. Just fill out the form. It's right on the homepage at dirtdoctor.com. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And just finishing up on the tree planting real quickly before we go back to the phones. The main thing you need to know to plant a tree properly, Dr. Carl Whitcomb wrote about this, and it was based on experimentation that he's done through the years. He said that the most important thing you can do is a wide, ugly hole and then backfill with the soil that came out of that hole. There are still recommendations out there from people who should know better that say to dig as small a hole as possible, just big enough to get the ball in, and slide the ball down in there and backfill and put some improved soil in the hole. That is going to create a pot in the ground and not good success. If you do a great big wide hole that's saucer-shaped and a real rough-sided hole, square holes will do the same thing. The roots go over and backfill with the soil that came out of the hole. The roots get used to the native soil, even though it's been roughed up and aerated, you know, right away as they start growing. And then when they finally hit the undisturbed soil, they don't have a tendency to start circling and girdling in the ground. I would maybe argue a little bit that there's another point that it's at least as important as the big, wide, ugly hole, and that is to plant the tree high. You know, the planting trees too deep in the ground is just grossly apparent out there across the board, across the country. Some trees are worse than others. The ones I see that are the worst are crepe myrtle trees, lace bark elm, and Chinese pistachios, because they tend to come from the growers too deep in the containers. It is impossible to plant a tree too high. You can set it on top of the ground and just build the soil up to it. In other words, you can't put it suspended in the air, but it's impossible to have the tree too high. But it's very easy to have it too low. If you plant it where you think it's just kind of the top of the ball is flush with the ground, one is it's too deep in the ball probably, and then it's going to settle a little bit, and you end up having the tree coming out of the ground looking like a fence post, and that is bad. The tree will live for a while, for some several years in some cases, but it will never have the potential, reach its full potential. It'll have trouble. It'll be slow growing. It'll have insects and diseases worse. If it's a fruit or nut tree, it won't produce like it should. So having that flare exposed, dramatically exposed up above the ground, is a key to planting a tree. Don't thin the top out. Don't wrap the trunks. That's silly recommendations. Don't stake the tree except in a, have-to situation. You know, if wind blew it over, if it got a weak ball or something like that, and then in that case, don't leave the staking on more than one growing season. That's the natural way to plant a tree, and it's all explained with pictures and drawings and everything else on our website and my books and the course, Natural Organic Certification course, and all of that. Back to the phones. It's Ruth's turn in Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. I finally found some a sweet almond verbena.
Good for you.
Yeah, and it was kind of $30, you know. But anyway, I have had a horrible time trying to plant it. When I first got it, of course, I watered it, and the next I couldn't plant it till next day. But when I went out there the next day, the leaves were drooping. So I dug my ugly, shallow hole, and when I cut the can off of it, I couldn't believe it. It was a solid block of little tiny roots, and it was just like cement.
Yeah.
I could hardly get my fingernails into it.
That happens.
And so I didn't know what to do. I was running water, you know, on it all this time, but I went ahead and planted it like that, but about 2 inches above the ground. But it's still not right. I know I didn't do right.
How long ago was this? Just last week?
Well, it's been last week or a little
bit
more.
Well, it won't have rooted out yet. Pull it out of the ground, and let's do this. Get a wash tub or some kind of container that'd be big enough, and put water in it and put it in there and just let it soak for 2-3 hours.
Well, I did that before I put it in the ground.
You still weren't able to loosen up the roots after that?
I've never seen anything like
that. Wow.
So I didn't know if I need to pull off all of that stuff and try to find a root flare or what.
Yeah, you do. You need to soak it again, and you need to take some kind of a device, a screwdriver or something, and really just rough it up. I like to pull the roots out by hand if possible, but it sounds like in your case it's not going to work, so you're just going to have to rough it up mechanically and then plant it high, water it in really well, put a nice thick layer of mulch over the top, and it'll probably do fine for you, but make sure you go through that whole process.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll do that.
How big was it? 5-gallon plant?
I don't think it was 5-gallon. It wasn't that big.
Maybe three.
Maybe three.
All right.
So anyway, I will do that. And the next thing I want to talk to you about, do I need to wait?
Yeah. Can you hang on with me?
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever your subject is, Ruth, we'll talk about it right after this break. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number when you hear somebody hang up is 866-444-3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com. That's where you can sign up for the newsletter. That's a weekly newsletter that we send out electronically. Just fill out the form that's on the homepage there. Price is great, zero. You can also find out information about our course, the Natural Organic Certification course, right there on the homepage. And I did a tougher contest photograph this week than I thought. The picture, the plant has not been identified yet to win a Natural Organic Certification course. So if you want to give that a shot, take a look at it. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.